Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, and we are on day 2352 of our trek. The purpose of Wisdom Trek is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. In today's Wisdom Nugget, I'll guide you through the vast landscapes of biblical wisdom. Today we're going to begin exploring Ecclesiastes, and we'll look at chapter 1, verses 1 through 11 from the New Living Translation. In these opening verses, we are introduced to the teacher's reflections and his musings, who contemplates the fleeting nature of life and the pursuit of meaning and purpose. Let's delve into the timeless wisdom found in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 1 through 11, starting with verse 1. These are the words of the teacher, King David's son, who ruled in Jerusalem. The book of Ecclesiastes begins with an introduction to the teacher, identified as King Solomon, the son of King David, who reigned in Jerusalem. Solomon's wisdom and experience lend weight to his reflections on life's mysteries. What insight does this teacher offer us in these opening verses? The teacher's words carry authority and weight due to the royal lineage and reign in Jerusalem. His wealth and experience of wisdom informs his reflections on life. Now let's explore verses 2 and 3. Everything is meaningless, says the teacher, completely meaningless. What do people get for all their hard work under the sun? In these verses, the teacher introduces us to the recurring theme of Ecclesiastes, the notion that life is meaningless or a vanity. He questions the value of human endeavor and the ultimate purpose of toil and labor. What insights can we glean from this teacher's perspectives? The teacher's observation of life's transience and futility of human efforts leads him to declare everything is meaningless. He prompts us to reflect on these purposes and significance of our endeavors in the grand scheme of the things of life. Now let's consider verses 4 through 7. And generations come and generations go, but the earth never changes. The sun rises and the sun sets, then it hurries around to rise again. The wind blows south and then turns north. Around and round it goes, blowing in circles. Rivers run into the sea, but the sea is never full. Then the water returns again to the rivers and flows out again to the sea. The teacher reflects on life's cyclical nature and the natural world's perpetual motion in these verses. Despite the passage of generations and the changing of seasons, the fundamental patterns of existence remain unchanged. How does the teacher's observations of nature inform his reflections on life? The teacher draws parallels between the cyclical patterns of nature and the repetitive cycles of human existence. He observes the constancy of natural phenomena, highlighting the fleeting nature of human life in comparison. Now let's explore verses 8 through 11. Everything is wearisome beyond description. No matter how much we see, we are never satisfied. No matter how much we hear, we are not content. History merely repeats itself. It has all been done before. Nothing under the sun is truly new. Some people say, here is something new. But actually, it is old. Nothing is ever truly new. We don't remember what happened in the past, and in future generations, no one will remember what we are doing now. In these verses, the teacher laments the weariness and dissatisfaction inherent in human existence. Our observations of the cyclical nature of history, where events repeat themselves, and the innovations are merely variations of past occurrences. Despite humanity's quest for novelty, the passage of time erases memories and renders past deeds forgotten. What insights can we gain from this teacher's reflections of repetitiveness of life? The teacher acknowledges the wearisome and unsatisfying nature of human existence, characterized by a perpetual cycle of repetition and forgetfulness. He challenges us to confront the inevitability of history repeating itself and the fleeting nature of human achievements. This contrasts the lasting value of what we do to further God's kingdom here on earth. And there you have it, my fellow trekkers. Insights from Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. The teacher's reflections prompt us to contemplate on the transient nature of life and the pursuit of meaning amidst its apparent vanity. As we reflect on the wisdom of Ecclesiastes, may we strive to find meaning and purpose in God, our Creator, during our fleeting lives. Until the next time, keep seeking God's wisdom and make it part of your daily trek. And if you found this podcast insightful, please subscribe and leave us a review. Then encourage your friends and family to join us and come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, and most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal. As we take this trek of life together, Let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you next time for more Daily Wisdom.